I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. Now, you were witness to what happened here.
Ta-da.
Yeah. Three calls, but we have chosen Old Man River as our guest.
A fellow writer.
For On the River, or not On the River, for Once for Breakfast. I got so excited about rivers. Thank you for calling in. It's Mike Elliott. Oh, you saved the day. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. Thanks for calling
there
in.
Good morning, and Robert, I don't care what Heidi says, I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. I know.
Wait, a minute.
I've been taking a beating off air. You just have no
idea. I'm very...
And I laugh so hard because I spend a lot of time in my car for my work, and the frustration with the brights and the lights is just, it's really unnerving.
Isn't that something?
So you're funny. So you are telling us the truth here. You are not a tailgater yourself, have you?
No, I'm really, honest to God, I have a perfect driving record for many, many decades. Never been arrested or I pulled over once, but
okay,
going a little bit, you know, that 9 miles over the limit.
Yeah.
Got a warning, but
yeah.
Pretty good guy when it comes to driving.
Okay. So we're talking...
Not on my bicycle. I flipped out on that a few times.
We're talking to Old Man River, Mike Elliott. He's our guest on What's for Breakfast. Mike, where are you right now?
Well, I live in a little town that nobody hardly heard of. That's 161 and still growing. Tore down the summer shack on a lake and moved up here full-time in 2014, Jacobson, Minnesota.
Well, of course I know Jacobson because I live, in the exurbs of Jacobson.
Right. We're a suburb of Grand Rapids.
a bedroom community.
So are you guys neighbors?
Yes.
Boy, there's got to be about 4 miles, I think, in between us.
Oh, really? Okay, fun.
Yep.
I've never seen you up at the local pub, so.
And you never will.
Okay.
Maybe at the farmer's hall? I don't know. Mike.
Yeah, no.
That's the other side of the river.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, Mike, have you had your breakfast?
Well, actually, I'm expecting a lot of people to do an Oktoberfest party over in the A&M. I got guests coming from the Twin Cities, so I'm going to, after I get off the air, eat a very light breakfast, because I will be cooking a good one tomorrow for some of my company.
Okay.
So it will be Greek blueberry yogurt with fresh blueberries mixed in. Because we're going to go out tonight to one of the finer dining establishments that are sponsors at our radio station. So I'm saving calories for that.
So when you say, is the Greek yogurt already blueberry flavored? And then you're putting more blueberries in?
You gotta try it. You like it.
Wow. So why start off with blueberry flavored? I'm doing my Bauer here, okay. Why start out with blueberry yogurt if you're gonna put blueberries in? Is there a benefit to that?
Yeah, it's like you get to support your local blueberry farmers.
Well, that explains the blueberries, but the
flavor.
Well, fresh is always good.
My philosophy
with anything was cooking, and I used to grew up in a candy making family, so my grandmother taught me that you always just upgrade the ingredients a little bit, switch it up, make it your own.
Oh,
candy
something.
Making. That's right. I forgot about that.
We need to hear about the candy making family.
Let's go from breakfast to the candy making right now.
Let's hear about this.
I grew up in the Twin Cities, and my grandmother and my grandfather got off the boat from Greece and started a chocolate company many years ago. It's still there. My little brother runs it. And nowadays. But so I know more about chocolate and candy canes and peanut brittle. But since I moved into other careers, I have never made a batch since. Huh. Spent a lot of time there. Do something different nowadays.
It's kind of like milk and cows then.
Well, I've never done that.
I just mean when you have to do it when you're a kid, you never want to do it after that.
No, it's kind of fun. You have a lot of friends when you're grandma, and then your father, and then you work and own a chocolate factory. So.
I bet you were a little popular, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I like, we've got chocolate factories in Grand Rapids, great community. We've got everything you need up in this area, so, including a great community radio station. It's my connection to getting connected with a lot of people here, including Robert, who was one of the first people that let me do a little reading from one of my works that I published in St. Paul Almanac a few years ago. So thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
So why do you listen to the station? Why do you support it and volunteer?
Because if I didn't, you guys would beat me up.
True story.
Actually, well,
I know where you live. Here's the thing.
Okay. This is what I love about us in the realm of people that we draw from, not only here, but all over the country. I started years ago when my kids, they're all adults now, I've got grandkids, so we had a little summer place up there, you know, the ones that you can only come up in summer and chase the mice out in winter. Now it's a year-round place, but we used to always, I never had TV, still refuse to have TV, so that's good for you know, community radio, and you're on a lot. And we always would make it a point, the kids were little, to listen to Green Cheese. And I think that time it was, Julie was one of the main people. And that was it. No matter what we're doing, we change our crappie fishing or plan dinner and just had fun. And then started to get involved when I came here. I had an invitation from Brett Carter, who I knew from the cities. He used to do community ed courses and was a teacher there. And he invited me to come down to one of your volunteer things. I said, I can't do this. I've always been interested in radio. And lo and behold, started meeting some great people. I've done more entertainment and learned more about new music and musicians. And the first center stage I went to, I think, was Eric Koskinen. Now I got all his albums. Ugh. And then it was Reina Del Cid. I could not make Mary do last night. And Aaron, I'm not sure what's going on with Aaron, but I've been to a couple of the great radio shows. It is so fun and so local, and I brought friends there. And it was a way to get connected, being new here, not just to the lake neighbors, but to other people in the community, and being aware of what's going on. I always listen to Julie's thing on Fridays, make sure to always tune in to hear what's happening so I can tell the friends and the Lake Association and things. So I guess thank you for being here, and I want to say, Heidi, I really appreciate listening to you, and this is not flattery, this is not the truth, your voice, and you are so upbeat. I don't know how you do it day after day, and you and your other compatriot, not Robert, play off of each other so well, so nicely, and it's just a treat. So the morning show's usually on my agenda if I can get to it. So.
Well,
enough flattery.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I just want to get the story straight. Aaron is fine. We're doing the last Great Northern Radio Show on November 9th. He's writing a book. So he's smart, you know.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he realizes he can't do everything. So, and a lot of times we don't do that, and then we don't do anything well.
So keep your eyes peeled over the next.
I appreciate that, because you cannot die with your story in it. I'm doing the same thing. So I'll talk about that sometime.
Cool. Yeah. Now, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift. And I'm going to do my best to say it right. Homestead Mills, you can choose country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes, Mike.
You know what? I'm kind of a country blend cereal guy when I'm not doing yogurt with a little bit of blueberries on top and some skim milk. So
wow.
I'd love to try that.
Wow.
Or I can just pick it up next time I'm in town at the station. Whatever easiest for you.
We'll send it out to you in a cream-colored linen bag. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate continued support and getting other people to listen to us and everything, and we want you to get back on the air.
All right. I'm going to try to do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Thanks, Robert. Bye.
cutting back in style. Yes, we'll be back.